The ruler of Basra, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, had just received a letter from Yazid bin Muawiyah. An uprising was expected in the city of Kufa. The people of Kufa had invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam to take charge of their affairs. They wanted the rule of justice. The tyrant ruler, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, had been ordered to go to Kufa to crush the uprising. He immediately ordered that Basra be cordoned off. If the Muslims of Basra joined the forces with the people of Kufa, it would become very difficult to fight them. Thus, no one was allowed to leave Basra. All the friends and the supporters of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Basra were being tracked down. In the meantime, the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had left Medina for Makkah. Adham bin Umayyah lived in Basra and loved Imam Hussein alayhi salam from the core of his heart. He was tall, strong, and faithful. His father was among the companions of the Holy Prophet. Adham was planning to leave Basra secretly, but there were soldiers all over guarding the streets as well as the city exists. It seemed almost impossible to leave the city. Spies dressed up as commoners were found everywhere. He could not trust anyone. The slightest negligence could result in his arrest, depriving him of the golden opportunity to serve his imam. He had to plan carefully, but who could he trust? One day, he saw Yazid bin Sabit in the market. They were old friends meeting after a long time. They were delighted to see each other. They started to talk in the corner of the alley. "You look upset. What is bothering you?" Yazid asked Adham. Adham smiled and said, "You're not a stranger in this city. You know what is going on. The city has been cordoned off and I want to leave." "But why do you want to leave the city?" asked Yazid. "They're not after you." "You're right. They're not after me, but I miss a dear friend and I want to be with him." Adham chose his words carefully as he wasn't sure if he could trust him. Yazid bin Sabit was an intelligent man. He understood what his friend meant. He paused for a moment and said, "Brother, it seems that both of us have the same intention." "What intention?" asked Adham. "Aren't we trustworthy friends? Both of us love and follow Imam Hussein. We do not need to fear for each other," whispered Yazid. "By God, Adham, whatever it takes, I have decided to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I have learnt that his caravan has already left Medina. If you want to join him too, let us take off together," he suggested. Adham was overjoyed. "You have expressed my heart's desire, brother. I will leave with you. You have chosen the right path. Who else will be coming with us?" Yazid replied, "Adham, you know that God has blessed me with 10 sons. 2 of them will be with us on this trip. They will also want to serve Imam Hussein alayhi salam." With God's help, they left Basra in the dark, unnoticed. After a long and secret journey, they finally met the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam near Mecca, at a place called Abta. They were relieved and thanked Almighty Allah for his help. They greeted the Imam and sought his permission to join his caravan. Adham's dream had come true. He was in the service of his Imam. The happiest man on earth was not ready to separate from his Imam, even if the whole world was given to him. On the day of Ashura, the last day of his life, he paused for a moment and looked back in time. He said to himself, "What a beautiful way to leave this world. By Allah, the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam have the best ending possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me with the opportunity. You know that I have always prayed for a good ending. It can't get better than this, the martyrdom in the ranks of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Adham bin Umayyah took permission from his Imam and left for the battlefield along with a group of companions. They fought bravely and pushed the enemy back. Adham was martyred in the encounter. Martyrdom in the ranks of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a beautiful ending indeed.